Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perry A. Questions and concerns are addressed here about your understanding or wanting to know more about calcium bentonite clay. It's a great day here in Texas. My lawn's just been mowed. My flowers are blooming even in this heat. And I hope you're having a wonderful world. I'm excited because I have the greatest job in the whole world, sharing what I know about calcium bentonite clay, helping people with their problems in an easy way, a natural way, without dangerous side effects. So, without further ado, let's look at our programs today and what we have coming on. I'm here to answer your questions. So I'm going to go over to the Q&A line and see if we have any questions in queue. Yes, we do. Patty in Yonkers, I know two people experiencing detached retinas. Would you recommend applying clay to the eyes for this? If so, how? Could it in any way be harmful? How could clay help celiac disease and intestinal damage it may cause? How can clay increase your red blood cells? Thank you so much for your work. Clay has helped my family in many ways in a short time. Thanks to your information, you're a blessing. Thank you, Patty. Okay, Patty, let's address the first one on retinas. I don't have any testimonials on that. I don't see how applying clay to the closed eyelid could hurt anything. And I feel very confident that there wouldn't be harmful, and who knows what miracle clay can do next. So what I'd recommend is taking the cleansing clay mask, the clay mud, closing your eye and packing it thickly over the closed eyelid and just laying down with a wet wash rag over your eye 15, 20, 30 minutes. And then gently, you know, remove the clay and wash your face. You may have to do one eye at a time if it's in both the eyes. And I would do that daily, once, maybe twice a day. And let me know what happens. I've just seen it do so many things. If it can realign a vertebra, can it not attach a retina? So that would be wonderful if it did. If it does, let me know so I can share that with the rest of the world. How could clay help celiac disease and the intestinal damage it causes? I have a close friend who has celiac disease that started taking the clay, and she still has to be very careful about her diet. She eats gluten-free. She's a fitness instructor, so she's very conscious about eating healthy, not eating fried fats, greasy foods, and eating lots of vegetables and vegan. And she says it helped with the discomfort. She always had discomfort and pain, and the clay really helps. And anytime she has an inflammational flare-up, she just goes and drinks some more clay. Now, she drinks it daily. I would recommend drinking 2 ounces three times a day. When you put clay in a little glass jar and you drink it and you go to wash the jar out, if you will feel where how it's lined the glass, and just imagine that's how it's lining the inside of your stomach and your colon, and how when it's there it takes out inflammation and it speeds the healing process. So a lot of celiac inflammation, here comes my lawn man. So it definitely will help. Now, how can it increase red blood cells? It's kind of difficult to understand that. According to Raymond Dexter, the clay or the body one, I'm not sure which, has enzymes in it, diastase and oxidase enzymes. And because it's a catalyst that helps the body through the enzymatic action, it enriches red blood cells. So it's very beneficial in stopping anemia and helping the red blood count. I have seen pictures where people have had a sample done under a high-powered microscope before taking clay and after taking clay of their red blood cells. And before, the cells are all cramped and overlapping and touching and small, and there's a lot of debris in the background. And after 6 weeks on clay, the cells are more off by themselves. They're very round and healthy looking. The debris has grown out of the background. I apologize. My lawn man is blowing off my porch, and I can't seem to get away from the noise. I hope it's not picking up over the line. But that's how it helps enrich the blood cells. We know it does, and it may do it some other way, but we do know that the clay particle itself is too large to go through the colon wall, so it's not absorbed into the bloodstream. So it does it through catalytic action, and I think a lot of clay's action is through the catalyst and catalytic enzymatic action and being a catalyst that helps the body. Okay, next. Well, I think that does it. Good. Okay, thank you. Those are excellent questions. Patty has another question. You have advised mixing clay with olive oil when applying to the skin of elderly on open wounds. Since I do not feel confident deciding how much oil to use, I wonder if the oil could just be applied in a thin layer to the skin directly and apply the clay over it. Would it interfere with the clay's drawing power, or would the clay power go right through the oil? Thank you so much for your help. You know, we just put a little bit in there. It depends on how much clay you're mixing it with. If you have a half a cup of clay, maybe a teaspoon of the oil, and then stir it and mix it in. But I see no harm in putting the oil on first and the clay over it. Clay tends to absorb excess oil, so I think it will still work right through the oil. I don't see how that would be a problem. What we want to avoid is when you leave the clay on topically and it dries, it tends to pull. And if there's an open wound, elderly people have very thin skin, and if there's an open ulcer on the leg, when it pulls those edges, and it's liable to crack the skin and get it bleeding before it can get a hold and really start healing. So that's what we're trying to avoid. Also, just putting the clay on and covering it in something that keeps it from having air to it. So if you can put saran wrap or a piece of glad press and seal over it to hold it in place and keep the clay from drying out, that would work also. Really is very helpful with the elderly skin. I had a jagged cut on my arm where the dog jumped up, and I don't consider myself elderly, but people might think 74 is elderly. I just don't feel it, I'm sorry. But the dog jumped up and his claw just scratched my skin, and I guess my skin is more elderly than I feel because it is thin, and it just broke through and left this gaping wound. And all I did was fix the clay mud, and I got a square of glad press and seal, and I put it on thickly, covered it with the press and seal, sealed out all the air. I'd leave it on all day. I'd take it off at night. I tried just putting it on and letting it drying, but then it was hard to wash off. So I started doing it and covering it, and it healed much faster when I covered it. And I just kept it on there. And now I have a very tiny scar. It pulled the two edges of the cut together, and there is no buildup of scar tissue. It's amazing how clean that jagged cut would ended up. So there you are, the power of clay. And some of us elderly can really use the help of clay. Now, in addition to that, if it's a bleeding wound, to stop the bleeding, you can put the dry powder on. Leave it on, let it stop the bleeding. Then put the clay, hydrated clay, on over the top and put your little square of plastic wrap of some sort to keep it moist. On top of that, lots of ways. Be creative with it. Thank you for your questions. Those are very good. Okay, I'm going to go back and see if we have any more questions. Jay in New York City, how can I treat ears heavily packed with wax? Thank you, Jay. Jay, I had that problem with one. I didn't realize I had the problem. I just kind of had an earache, and I took some the cleansing clay mask, the mud, on a Q-tip and kind of gently rubbed it in my ear. I didn't pack it in there, but I just rubbed it around and, you know, left a little coating down in there. And the next morning, you know, I kind of reached in there. I could feel the dryness, and I reached in there, and out came the dry clay and this plug of wax. So I think you can do it. You don't want to pack it in real tight because it might be hard to rehydrate and get out. However, in my case, I didn't pack it in tight. It dried. I could feel the dry clay in there, and it dried the wax enough. It shrunk it, and it just popped out. Good question there. I need to put something like that in the rewrite book I'm working on. Let me write that right now. Clay earwax. Earwax pulled up. Thank you. You know, I never know what I need until I start working with people and they tell me or ask me. Tammy in Atlanta, could clay be used to help swollen lip glands under the armpit? If so, what would your protocol be? Absolutely. And what I would do is get the cleansing clay mask, the thick clay, put it over that lymph gland. Again, use some plastic wrap to put over it so your arm can come down and you can function well without getting it all over everything. And I would do that maybe 3 times a day, more if you like, if it feel like it's spread around and it's not staying in place. But I think you'll start getting some results right away, reducing that swelling. In addition to that, I recommend taking a clay bath. If it's irritating one lymph node, what's it doing to the others? Clay baths are excellent for stimulating the lymphatic system. So make you a hot clay bath, and in this case, I would put 2 cups of clay in the water. Get in, relax. Of course, you want to mix your clay to a liquid state before you add it to the bathtub. And their mixing directions, what I like to use for a clay bath is I put about 2 cups of water in my blender, in a 5 or 6 cup blender. Then I put my 2 cups of clay, and then I top it off to about 1 inch of the top with water and blend it until all the lumps are out. I pour that in the bathtub. I rinse it out under the faucet, getting all the clay I can into the tub. Then I go wash those blades off before I get into the tub. You want a fairly hot bath. Take you some water or electrolyte drink, just because the heat's going to open the pores and it may strip you of electrolytes and you feel a little woozy when you get in. Stay in that bath for 10 or 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes. Keep the water circulating, the clay stirred up. It tends to settle to the bottom. Keep stirring it up and get your body down into the water as much as you can. I roll up a towel, put it behind my neck, scoot down in the water, get a wash rag and lay it over the top of any parts that are above the water. But get it under those armpits. You can take the wash rag and saturate it and put it around your neck, because you have glands in your neck too while you're in there. And just really get down in the water. It's going to help stimulate all of the lymph glands, reduce any swelling there, and get them back to functioning better with the flow of energy. So very good questions. Thank you for that. All right, let's see if we have any more questions coming in. Dina from Prescott, can you clarify the difference between hydrated clay and liquid clay? Yes, and thank you. A hydrated clay is the same thing as the cleansing clay mask. It's when you mix 1 part of clay to 3 parts of water, shake it real good, and you need to let it sit about 10 minutes to absorb the water, and it will be about the consistency of sour cream. Now, you never want to stir clay because it lumps. It's kind of like mixing flour and water, and if you try to stir it, it tends to get lumps in it. So shake your clay, put the lid on. You want it in a glass or plastic jar with a plastic lid, food grade plastic. Shake it real hard, get all the lumps out. If it has a few lumps, when you let it set, they'll hydrate. And it will be that nice, thick, pudding-like consistency. That's what we use for topically. The liquid clay that we drink, we want to mix one part clay to eight parts water. So when I say a ratio of one to something else, however much clay you use, in this case, eight times that same amount of water. So if you're using 1 ounce of clay, you would use 8 ounces of water. And for most of us don't realize this, 1 ounce is 2 tablespoons. There isn't a 1 ounce measurement on your measuring cup. So you get a funnel, you get a bottle of water, you put a little water. I always like to sandwich the clay between water instead of putting it on the bottom, because if a little gets underneath there and it gets wet or there's water in the bottom, it's going to stick to the bottom. So sandwich your clay between water. Put some water in, add the clay, shake it real good, get all the lumps out. Now add the rest of the water and shake it, and you'll have a nice mix. Now, while you're making 8 ounces, it's just as easy to make 16 ounces or 32 ounces, and you have a better supply. I have kept the clay on my kitchen cabinet for 3 months, and it was just as fresh as the day I made it. So I have no qualms about it spoiling or going bad. You don't need to refrigerate it. I use a 32-ounce bottle, and that takes a half a cup of clay. And like I say, I put half my water, my clay, I shake it good. I add the other half the water, I shake it some more. And you may pick it up every time you take it and just give it a little shake. You don't have to shake it all the way. The heavier particles of the clay are going to sift to the bottom. And when you get down to the bottom part, sometimes I just add more water to it, shake it real good, and I go give that to my plants. And plants are different than people. Plants can absorb the minerals in clay. So they have a different type system of breaking it down. And your plants will bloom. It's just like you've given them a shot of fertilizer. They'll get healthy and green and bloom, and it does wonders for them. So share that little clay residue at the bottom with your plants. You know, we had one guy that was taking his clay bath water because he was afraid to run it through his septic system, and he was taking a bucket and scooping it up and throwing it out in his yard during the wintertime. And the next spring, everywhere he had thrown the clay water, the grass was greener and taller in that area. So that's how we find out what clay does. We find out from our customers. They tell us. Okay, very good. And thank you for that. I call it hydrated clay, cleansing clay, mask, clay mud, topical clay, and I know that's confusing for people. So thanks for clarifying that. Norm from Marlborough, Massachusetts. Wow, way up there. Okay, well, the bentonite clay help with liver cancer tumors, and it's mastocized. I don't know. It seems to be pretty far advanced at that state. It will help your body and your immune system to drink the clay. I would drink 2 ounces 3 times a day. This is going to keep your colon clean, so you're getting more nutrients from the food you eat. It takes the workload off the liver. I would also take the clay baths, get down in the clay, and before you get in, put a poultice of the clay mask. And a poultice is just a thick application of clay. Look on the internet and locate where the liver is in your body in case you don't know. And put the clay thickly over that. Lay some plastic wrap or something over it. Leave it on about an hour. Over body organs, you don't want to leave it over an hour at a time because it helps stimulate them. It gives them energy. So put a poultice on. I do that maybe twice a day. And then when you take it off, take your clay bath in. So you already have it on your stomach. You take the plastic off. You start your clay bath. And with the clay on that area, you crawl into your clay bath. The clay bath is going to stimulate the energy and the flow of blood and energy in your body. It's going to detoxify any buildup of stuff in there. Now, clay has a tendency, when you put it on, and I gather this from an article on the internet of this doctor who treated a malignant carcinoma, a mole on his back with clay. And when you showed a picture of the mole, it was just a brown mole, kind of large and irregular. He put the clay on a poultice and kept the air out and kept it on there all day. And when he took it off, it had pulled blood flow to the area. And so there was a red circle around the mole about the size of a quarter. And there was a concentric circle in the clay when he pulled the pad off and the clay stuck to the gauze that he had on there. There was a concentric circle from the heat in the clay where the clay was pulling it to the surface. And what it was doing is pulling the clay back to the point of origin. So if it's, I don't know if it's too advanced for any of this to happen like that, but it's certainly worth a try. And we don't make any claims about clay healing cancer, but I'd certainly use it just to pull it back to the point of origin before you have any surgery or things of that. And good luck with that, Norm. I'm sorry you're having to go through with that. All right. Connie in Frisco. Hi, I just joined. Recently, my naturopath said I have parasites. I have been applying clay masks to all the red bumps that are all over my body due to the parasites, but the itch is incredible now. Now taking the mask internally in addition to woodworm drops, quassa wood, black walnut hills, Gary berry, clover bud, bayberry, root bark drops, and any other section to speed up this nasty process, please help. Well, first, I would continue drinking. I would drink 2 ounces 3 times a day. You want to do that for at least 3 weeks. If these are internal parasites, it's going to, they like clay. They go to the clay and they're carried out of the system. But they often leave eggs and larvae behind, so you want to continue for about 3 weeks to get all the larvae and eggs that are there. And then after that, I would just continue taking clay 2 ounces twice a day just because it's good for you. If it's blood-borne parasites, clay doesn't help that because it doesn't go into that. I think a detox clay bath would help with your itching. I would use at least a cup of clay, get in a warm bath, scoot down in the water, keep it circulating, and see if that doesn't help with the itching. Generally, when you put the clay on the bumps, it's pulling the toxins out. And I'm not sure what kind of parasites. We all have many kind of parasites. We're totally oblivious to it because they're kind of a silent threat. You don't realize, you'd have different symptoms before you realize that you're full of them and what they're doing. So taking these other things might be what you need to get the blood-borne parasites. But I definitely do I keep trying the applications. I think the itching will go away. Try that clay bath and taking it internally. And let me know how it works for you. Thank you. Pamela in Lancaster. Other than putting clay on mosquito bites, would it help with potential West Nile virus? Absolutely. I am advocating people carry a little clay mask in their purse in some kind of container. So when you get a mosquito bite, instantly put it on there and have it. It will absorb the venom, the virus, if you get it on there instantly, and it'll take the itching away. Clay baths, if you end up with a lot of mosquito bites and they're all over you, I'd recommend a clay bath. It's just like a clay, it's not going to help with your deposits of water. If you have standing water, stagnant standing water, empty it. Avoid stagnant standing water. If you know of a little pond with stagnant standing water in it, put a little oil in it. The oil will keep the mosquitoes, the eggs from hatching. So don't know too much about other than if you get West Nile virus, I would definitely drink the clay. I would take the clay bath to help detox the system and to support the immune system. So thank you for that question. How often should you take a clay bath for acne? You know, it depends on how severe your acne is. You can start twice a week and see if that helps. One of the main things that it helps acne is when you drink it. If you drink it 3 times a day, 2 ounces, you may notice it's improving. And then the clay facial to open those pores and get the excess sebum out of there. Now, there are many causes of acne. It's not always clogged up pores. So that's why we say drink the clay and take the clay bath. When you're in the clay bath, put a little clay on your face and have a little facial while you're in there. Let it dry and then wash it off while you're in the bathtub. Generally, acne responds very quickly to clay. If you have a bump coming on, you feel it, put clay on there, and if you get it on there quick enough, it'll just shrink back down and go away. So there are many approaches to that, but I would definitely be drinking the clay. And you can take as clay baths as often as you like. There's no limit to it. So enjoy those. You know, they're absolutely wonderful. And I have a lot of mothers with autistic children that put a little clay in their bath, a half a cup in their bath, every time they bathe them. The children respond. They're calmer. They're more relaxed. They make more eye contact and they become more verbal. It's absolutely amazing to watch one clay bath as they make this transformation. And I believe because it's relaxing, it's opening up the flow of energy. And these kids are kind of hardwired and tense in their bodies. So I believe that relaxation, helping the flow of energy and blood in the body is what makes a difference. That's my theory. Can I know it's true? No. But I do know the results. All right. Thank you. Let's see what else we have. From Dina from Prescott, how do you make the cleansing clay mask from dry clay? Clay to water proportions. 1 part clay to 3 parts of water. If you use 2 tablespoons of clay, you would use 6 tablespoons of water. Now, sometimes the tablespoon will bubble up on the water, so if you mix it, it's a little watery, sprinkle just a little bit more clay over it, or use, really pack your spoon and leave a little bit on top and have a little bit more clay to get the right consistency. It's very easy to adjust it. So, you want to shake it. Put it in a glass jar with a plastic lid, or a food grade plastic container with a lid. A wide mouth jar is easier to get into. If it's a great big jar and it's wide mouth, if it's like a pint mason jar and you're just mixing a little bit, you've got a lot of air space and your clay's going to dry out over time. So if you can get a squatty container, go to the grocery store and they have these little soup cup kind of containers, or they have, with a screw-on lid, and they're very heavy, good food-grade plastic. I would recommend those. So if you use 1/4 cup of clay, you would use 3/4 cup of water and shake it real good. So put your water in first and then your clay and shake. I think you'll find you're going to have to, when you get through shaking it real good and you kind of look at it, make sure the lumps are out. If you still see lumps, keep shaking. Then you unscrew the lid because you want to let it expand. It's going to be watery at first. When you let it sit 10 to 15 minutes, it will absorb the water and B, about the consistency of a thick sour cream. Okay, Connie from Frisco. Oh, I just answered that one. All right. Let's see what... Good suggestions, Dave. Suggestions for cataract, please, and varicose veins. For cataract, I found a testimonial that I had forgotten about. The lady had cataracts, and she got purified water. And you could go to the grocery store and buy the eye wash. It's a purified water. You don't want the lens cleanser. Make sure it's an eye wash. And it comes in a little 4-ounce bottle. Some of it's called Fresh Eyes. Some of it's called Colorum. And usually Walgreens or different stores have their own brand. But make sure it's the eye wash. If you read the direction and it's in anything about cleansing lenses, don't get it. Get a coffee filter and put it over a little jar. Put a tablespoon or two of clay in the coffee filter and squirt this water over that. I would start with a tablespoon and then squirt the water over it and allow it to filter through the clay into the container below that. And then take a little eye cup and use that to wash your eye out with. I even think it would be okay to take the clay and water and shake it and mix it up and then pour it through the filter and let the water filter out below. It may be a tiny bit gray, but it'll have the heavier particles to be out of it. And use that as an eye wash 2 or 3 times a day. In addition to that, take the clay mask and that hydrated clay we talked about, the 1 to 3, cover your eyelid completely and thickly with the mask. It's going to be very cooling, very relieving. You can lay down and lay a wet wash rag over it. It'll keep it from drying in the edges, around the edges, and be easier to wash off. Leave it on 15, 20, 30 minutes, as long as you like. Get a Kleenex and take the majority of the clay off. Then the wash rag and wash your face and wash it off. You can do that as often as you like. If you can do it 2 times a day, the better. The more you can do it, the quicker it'll work. For varicose veins, you want to put the clay on thickly, the hydrated clay, the clay mask we just talked about, over the veins, cover it to keep it dry. Now, in some cases, it's good to let it dry topically. So if you have something on your legs that you can put the clay on kind of thickly and let it dry. And when it dries, the chunks are going to start falling off, so you don't want to get it all over your house. So maybe sit out on the porch and read a book and let it dry, or meditate while it's drying. And then at night, put the wet clay on and cover it with your Glad Crescent Seal or your Saran Wrap. You know, a Glad Crescent Seal works if you're not a hairy man, but if you're a hairy-legged man, that clay's going to get into the hair and get stuck. So it's good to keep something. Oh, where I was going was the Glad Crescent Seal will stick to the hair when you try to pull it off. So there, in that case, you can use the Saran Wrap and just get some Scotch tape and make sure that it stays together and make a couple of wraps around your leg so it stays in place. And leave it on all night and just keep keeping it on there as much during the day and at night as you can as it shrinks those veins. And they'll kind of go away, and then you'll stand on your feet all day doing something and they'll come back. So I had broken an ankle 40 years ago, and I was pregnant at the time, and when I took the cast off, my leg looked like a telephone pole. And they couldn't give me any diuretics because I was pregnant. So I had to work with trying to get that fluid off, and of course it stretched all those veins and everything. And over the years, I've gotten those little varicose veins in that area. So when I'm on my feet all day doing a demo for 3 or 4 hours at a time, it aggravates it and it comes back. So what I generally do is put a thin coat of clay on before I go if I know I'm going to be standing all day. When I get home, I put it on thickly and put Saran Wrap it on and pull that swelling out of there and keep those veins down. So be aware that once it's healed, if you are prone to these and you stand a long time on a hard surface, not walking around, they may come back. So just keep up with it. Do it a couple times a week as a preventative nature. Thank you. All right, let's see if we have anything else coming in. Looks like we're caught up and our time is over for today. Wonderful group of questions today. Thank all of you for tuning in. And if I have anyone on the phone who would like to ask a question or give a testimonial or make an inquiry, I'll be happy to open the phone lines. If you will press *2 on your telephone, it will signal me and I can acknowledge you and open your line and we can share your questions, your concerns, or your testimonials. I'll take a testimonial too. You know, we learn from each other how to use the clay and what it does by sharing our testimonials. So I'm going to give a few seconds for maybe a minute for anybody on the phone to get brave enough to want to share a question or a concern. And if not, we appreciate your listening in and look forward to next time. I'm going to go back one more time and see if any more questions. Seems like every time I leave that site, a question comes in after I leave, but nothing's showing up on my board right now. If it does, I will address it through a personal email or save it for the next time. So get out there and make today a great day. Take that clay with you for mosquito bites. Take some clay baths this summer to keep the spray of the West Nile virus and all this other stuff that we're exposed to. Take a clay bath at least once a week. You know, it's not very much trouble, and the rewards of it, the relaxation, is absolutely wonderful. And it's going to be keeping your body detox gradually. So if you take a clay bath a week, you're doing wonderful preventative medicine. We just don't know what we're exposed to in the air and through our skin. So take care of yourself and enjoy that clay bath. I like to take mine at night because I'm very relaxed and I just sleep like a baby. But it doesn't have to be at night. Don't limit yourself. Thank you for listening. Now, go get some clay and have a wonderful day. This is Perrier signing off.